Nanda Saraswati Padaki Jai. Text 74, Sataka 10. Yat sparshad eva sadhya pramad hari rasa vishta chin murti bajo. Jiva jiva padartas tri gunamaya taya nitya samsparsha shunya. Sarve bhanti sobhasa shubha vimala maha chidrasaik atma sakshakti. Seyam brindavan brindataviyavaner akila maha chinmaya prayudeti. Yat sparshadeva sadhya pramad hari rasa vishta chin murti bhajo. All glories to the spiritual abode of Vrindavan, by whose touch living entities become free from matter and the three modes of material nature, and immediately assume spiritual forms and become absorbed in the mellows of intoxicating love for Hari. Hari Rasa Vishta. Hari Pramad Hari Rasa Vishta Chin Murti Bhajo. And they become absorbed in the mellows of intoxicating ecstatic love for Hari. Pramad means they go and get intoxicated by Hari Rasa Vishta. Vishta, Avishta means pravesh. They enter into Hari Ras. They become maddened. By whose touch, by one touches Vrindavan, everything becomes self-illuminated. Sarve Bhanti Swabhasa Shubha Vimala Mahachidra Saikatma Shakti. By the touch of Vrindavan, everything becomes self-illuminated. Sarve Bhanti Swabhasa Bhasa Yattat Vasayate Surya. In the Gita, Yadtad Basayate Surya. In the spiritual world, there's no need for sunlight or moonlight. Bas. There's a name for the sun god called Bhaskar. You must have heard. Divakar, Bhaskar, Mitra, Bandhu, Padma Bandhu, friend of the lotus. These are all names for Surya. Surya. When one touches the land of Vrindavan, Sarve Bhanti Sabasa Shubha Vimala, his life becomes illuminated. It becomes shubha, auspicious, fortunate, and vimal, totally pure. Mahachidra saik atma shakti. His atma becomes empowered with chidras. Seyam brindatavi yavanir akila mahachinmaya prayudete. Such is the spiritual nature and potency of the land of Vrindavan. So a verse like this, Nanda Saraswati is trying to remind us that this land is special. Vishesh Bhumi is special. It's not anywhere in India or anywhere. The qualities of guna, the characteristics and qualities of Vrindavan cannot be found anywhere. Where you touch the land and you get a Chinmaya Murti. And you touch the land and you become Hari Rasa Vishta Pramad. You become intoxicated by Hari Ras, by that pure mellow of love of God. It enters into you, Pravishta, that prema enters into you, and you become a premi bhakta just by living offenselessly in Vrindavan. If one simply lives in Vrindavan without committing offenses, he will definitely get Krishna prema. But invariably we offend the animals or the monkeys or the Brijvasis or someone, a pilgrim, a yatri, and then back to square one. Washing our bodies in the clear waters of the river of Vrindavan and then climbing up on the banks and rolling in the dust of offenses. Aparad Raj. Aparad Raj. This is our misfortune. It's another translation for this verse about Vrindavan. Vrindavan Sparsha. What happens when you touch the land of Vrindavan? Magic happens. We become transformed. We become purified, elevated, ecstatic. Our hearts flood with certain vibrations, special vibrations. Sataka 10:70. The perfectly spiritual land of Vrindavan, which has splendidly auspicious sweet spiritual potencies, and by the touch of which all the living and the dead, this is good, by the touch of Vrindavan, all the living and dead become eternally free from the grip of the three modes. That's interesting. Even if you're dead, you're still under the modes of nature. But by the contact of Vrindavan, you become free. So dead means if you're buried in Vrindavan, because you're dead, and you're buried in Vrindavan, or your ashes, you're cremated, and your ashes are sprinkled in Vrindavan or in the Yamuna. And by that contact or sparsha with Brindatavi, with the land of Vrindavan, then you'll get free from the three modes of nature. That's why they say when you throw the ashes in the Ganga, you get liberated by the Ganga Sparsha. King Bhagirathi had 60,000 sons and they were all cremated on the spot, mass cremation by Kapila Muni. That was a good job. He killed them and cremated them in one shot. Very efficient. Very efficient Shamshan program. And then King Bhagi, who is it? Whose son? Sagar Maharaj's, King Sagar, because it's Ganga Sagar. So Sagar Maharaj's 60,000 sons were burned to a crisp by Kapila Muni for interrupting his meditation. Of course, it's Leela, will of the Lord. Ganga Leela, Ganga Avirbhav Leela. Gange, Gange, Gange. Simply teen bar, Ganga, Ganga Nam. Then even 800 yojanas, 800 yojans dorse, then you get the benefit. Get the hetu. We say, fal, Ganga Snan, fal. Ganga Snan, fal. So this is the... So the living and the dead, they will become free from the three modes if they touch Vrindavan. So the living, if they touch Vrindavan, they'll become free from the three modes and be able to engage in pure bhakti by the touch of Vrindavan. And then those that die in Vrindavan, the dead who touch Vrindavan, they will get free from, they'll get liberated. So they're also free from the three modes of nature. At first, one may be perplexed when he sees this. By the touch of Vrindavan, the living and the dead become eternally free from the grips of the modes of nature. And Vrindavan, they manifest spiritual forms plunged in the nectar of love for Lord Hari, shine with great splendor. That Vrindavan is splendidly manifest. They say, dying in Vrindavan, you get liberated. You get spiritual form, Vishnu Roop. So this is not so easy to die in Vrindavan. Only very special people can die in Vrindavan. Many people come here with that idea to die in Vrindavan because everywhere in the scriptures it talks about the value of dying here. And then their last weeks or months or days or hours they're taken out of Vrindavan. Krishna is telling in the death, the Marana Adhyaya, Marana Adhyaya, the death chapter. Interesting number also, chapter 8. The number 8 is often associated with death. House of death. I think so, 8th house. So the 8th chapter is all about death. Interesting subject. And Krishna is saying, whatever you remember at the time of death, that bhava, then that bhava will adjust your deha. Bhava gives the body, not the body gives bhava. Life creates matter, not matter creates life. This is very nice glorification of Vrindavan. So there's a whole series of three verses here. We can read all three. 74, 5, and 6. 75. Srimad Radha Murali Dharayos Tad Ashcharya Kela Yogya Mrigya Bhuvivara Ridha Swacha Chidratna Bhasa at yashchayer madura madura varna samstana veder. Vande Vrindavana bhuvat ima kandayanti sad ormin. I offer my respectful obeisances unto that land of Vrindavan, which is the abode or the dham of Radha Muralidhar's wonderful pastimes. Ashcharya Kela. There's three words, and when you look them up in the Sanskrit dictionary, they tell you that all three mean the same thing. I looked in the Sanskrit dictionary because these words come up all the time in this book and also in Chaitanya Bhagavat. What are the three words? Ashcharya, Adbhuta, Chamatkar. Chamatkar, Adbhut, Ashcharya. Ashcharya means wonderful, amazing. Adbhut means supernatural, marvelous, wonderful. Chamatkar means astonishment, wonderful. So they all mean they're interchangeable. Whatever works with the poetic meter, that's the one you insert. Isn't it? They all. Adbhuta means amazing, but so does Ashcharya. Adbhuta means supernatural, marvelous, which is generally not the common understanding, but that's what it says. So this land of Vrindavan is, that's what he's saying, it's a land of wonderful pastimes, supernatural pastimes, astonishing pastimes. Ashcharya Kela. Radha Murli Muralidhar. Tat tad Ashcharya Kela. Vrindavan is sought after by the best of sages. Yogya Mrigya Bhuvivara Ridha. Vrindavan is most sanctified. Swacha Chidratna Vasa. It's filled with spiritual effulgence. It's sweeter than the most marvelous, colorful places. Ashcharya Madhura Madhura Varna Samstan. Madhura Varna Samstan. Samstan, places that are have the characteristics of sweetness. It's sweeter than the sweetest of places, Vrindavan. And it's counteracts the influence of the six material tribulations. Kandayanti sad urmin. Vande Vrindavana bhuvima. So what are the six material tribulations? Hunger, thirst, lamentation, bewilderment. Old age, death. Well, maybe it's old age then bewilderment. You're not bewildered till you get old. It's hunger and thirst and lamentation. Yes? Hankering is included, that's the same thing. Hunger, thirst, lamentation. Then moha, bewilderment. Old age and death. That's five. What is it? That's six. So none of them are very desirable. And Vrindavan is so merciful and kind that she counteracts the influence of these. You live in Vrindavan, you don't have any hunger. But you become hungry for Krishna's love. You don't have any thirst, but become thirsty for Krishna. Trishna for Krishna, become thirsty to taste the bhakti ras, the prem ras. And you don't have any lamentation, but you're full of vilap. Vilap kusamanjali. You're lamenting for the service of Radharani. You're lamenting that, oh, I saw you for a brief moment and then I lost that sporty. When will I'm hankering for that moment of service, for that moment of darshan. So in his old age, you feel that, oh, one moment separated from Krishna feels like hundreds of lifetimes. So there's old age. And there's death means the eighth symptom of sattvic bhav is pralaya, which means death. So, but the devotee faints in a swoon of intense separation when he can't have darshan of his Ishtadev. So the six tribulations are also here in Vrindavan, but in a spiritual form. But it says it counteracts the influence of the six material tribulations, but it increases the influence of the six spiritual tribulations. Yuga yatam nimeshena. One nimesha, one blink of an eye in nimesha, seems like a yuga. So that's a lot of old age. That's a lot of ages. A lot of, if you live for one yuga, you'll have a lot of gray hair. A lot of gray hair. There's another translation which we'll reveal here. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the land of Vrindavan, which is the place of Radha Muralidhar's wonderful pastimes, which is sought by pure-hearted devotees in this world, which shines with the splendor of many glistening transcendental jewels, which is charming with very wonderful and colorful places. Isn't Barsana wonderful and colorful? Isn't Govardhan Hill wonderful and colorful? Isn't Bamshi Vadandir Shamir wonderful and colorful? Isn't Mansarovara wonderful and colorful? Isn't Gokul Dham wonderful and colorful? Isn't Raval Dham wonderful and colorful? Isn't Kamban, Kamyavan wonderful and colorful? Isn't Nandagram wonderful and colorful? Isn't Tarakadamba wonderful and colorful? So the whole place is full of so many Ascharya, Vichitra Ascharya Samstans. Vichitra Ascharya Samstan, Leelastan, Leelastalis. And it completely crushes the six waves of material misery. These are big waves in the ocean of Samsara Sagar. Ocean has waves, and big ocean like the Atlantic Ocean is very big and very deep and has very, very big waves. These are the Taranga, the Sad Taranga of the Samsara Sindhu. Bhava Sindhu.